E, you're back.
I'm back.
We're back to My Drive and First to Know, weekly podcast, top events, news, all that fun stuff.
It's getting warm.
Deals, getting warm.
Lots
speaking of warm, we're warming up on the rewards. Prescott Valley PD and Yavapai Silent Witness have joined forces. The reward from Yavapai Silent Witness for the investigation of the downtown Prescott Valley fires, the recent arson at Legato and at the school, is now $40,000. We want to emphasize that. If you have any tips or leads, call 1-800-932-3232. That's 1-800-932-3232. 40 grand. Let's get this done.
Get this guy. I'm assuming it looks like a guy in all the videos I've seen. Let's get him and get
looks
him.
Looks like it.
Yep.
Looks like it. Moving on.
Signature Series continues with a discussion on attainable housing, which, as we all know, with Legato's recent arson or burn, we are losing how many homes was
over 300
potential homes gone. So Signature Series is going to continue that discussion on attainable housing. It's going to be May 15th from 3 to 5 at the center on Rosser Street in Prescott. This is the fifth Signature Series event discussing attainable housing with keynote speakers including Brand Fain, Joe Contadino, Nicole Kennedy, Bruce Rosenberg, Stephanie Robinson, and John Rocha. For more information, visit fainsignaturegroup.com.
Those are great conferences
created
by Ron Fain and the Fain Signature Group. They're quarterly meetings and discussions on topics in the region. So
I learn a ton.
Check out fainsignaturegroup.com and go to events to find out more about the Signature Series, or you can go to communitysignatureseries.com, I believe. It's a good one. And then another event put on by the Fain Family Foundation, Friday, May 17th, 6:30 to 9:30, Summer Concert Series begins at the Town Center Turf Park. Free events put on by the Fain Family Foundation. This first one is opened by Scandalous Hands.
They're very good.
They are really good. I intend on going that. Bring your lawn chairs. Bring your own lawn chairs. BYOLC. Bring your own lawn chairs.
But don't bring your dog.
Beer gardens.
But don't bring your dog inside the turf park.
Can't bring your dogs. But you can bring your lawn chairs, and there will be beer gardens for beer and wine to enjoy the evening. So check that out. The weather's always perfect at that time of day. Got that going on. What else is going on, E?
Good news for those people who utilize BMO Bank. Access has now been restored off of Highway 69 to get over to the bank. So anyone wishing to visit can do so by turning right at Park Avenue from Glassford Hill and then turning left into the BMO parking lot. There's also, you can also access through like where Jersey Mike's is and Five Guys over there.
Mike.
Please note the drive-thru remains closed. So
bummer.
You have to go inside.
It's getting better.
Super nice people over there. So nice to go inside and see them.
Check out BMO. They need some love.
Flippin'
Museum, 21st Annual Miniature Masterpiece Show and Sale. The 21st anniversary of Flippin' Museum's popular Miniature Masterpiece Show and Sale promises another outstanding sale by draw event that presents museum quality fine art from more than 70 of the biggest names in the world of American Western art today. The collection of available art will be on display at the museum and online from May 1st through June 2nd. Interested art enthusiasts can be placed on an intent to buy list by calling the museum at 928-778-1385. That's 928-778-1385. Again, the FIPIN is right there on that roundabout on the way to the airport.
You know, I pass it every day.
You guys got to go, and it's an awesome, awesome display and gallery in there, and they got a great gift shop.
Do they charge to get in just to walk through, or is it free?
It's a couple bucks, yeah, and you know, or you can get a membership, so check it out.
You know what's crazy is when I go on vacation or we go to these little small towns or whatever, it's always like, oh, I want to check out their little museums, or I want to check out this. And then I forget sometimes that I live in one of the greatest cities, you know, ever, and I don't take advantage of it enough.
Towns,
cities.
So taking advantage of stuff, if you are a serial learner or a serial gardener, or you just like to be outside and want to try something new, Saturday, April 20th from, and I believe that's, is that this weekend?
That is this
weekend. Yeah, this weekend, April 20th from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Waters will be introducing new flowers for a colorful summer in your garden. For more information, visit watersgardencenter.com. Go check it out. Learn something. Enjoy the sun.
It's summer.
It's spring. I don't know if it's
summer yet. I'm so tired of being cold.
I see the lizards. They're out.
I have there's the running bet going on in the office. So
say, keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking about your weather. I was going to say
because I complain about everything. So it's like, I promise I will never complain about the summer because I'm tired of being cold. And literally when we were in Utah this weekend, it was warm outside and I went to say something and Jessica's like, are you going to say something? What are you going to say? Are you complaining? Is it too warm for you? I'm like, no, it's great. It's great. It's great. Awesome. So if you get too warm, which I will not, I'm excited, go out to the Raven Cafe and drink one of their fine. They've got so many great beers and coffees. But you know what else they have? They have Half-Wit Shakespeare's The Tempest.
Raven's in Prescott, right?
Yep. Raven in Prescott. Raven Cafe. Awesome spot. Sunday, April 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Raven Cafe. Prepare for an evening of entertainment and laughter as we drink down the classic tale of The Tempest with a twist. For more information, visit ravencafe.com.
You might have to check that out.
They're doing this on a Sunday night. They're going to get hammered on a Sunday night and go through Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Get your Uber.
Get your Uber.
With your Half-Wit.
Grab a Half-Wit, grab a Tempest, grab an Uber, and head to the Raven.
Where can they visit for more info?
RavenCafe.com.
RavenCafe.com. Check out Half-Wit. It's like Drunk History. Ever see that show?
Yeah, it's super hilarious. But how drunk can you get in 2 hours? I mean, are they pretty? Have you been before?
Challenge accepted.
Excessively?
Challenge accepted. No, I don't know. Haven't. 3 shots of Fireball and I'm done. So it's like.
And then jumping over to Prescott Valley, Clue the Musical, Friday, April 19th, 7 p.m. Saturday, April 20th at 2:30 p.m. and Sunday, April 21st at 2:30 at the Prescott Valley Performing Arts Center, right next to the Finley Toyota mm-hmm. Center. Fun-filled musical brings the world's best known suspects to life and invites the audience to help solve the mystery of who killed Mr. Body in what room and with what weapon. Tickets start at $20. For more information, visit pvperformingarts.weebly.com.
That's a lot. That is a lot. I love live performances. I think this would be a cool one to go to.
So Clue the Musical. You can also go to signalsaz.com and just search Clue the Musical. It will most likely come up for you. We love the Prescott Valley Performing Arts.
They do a really good job.
What's the deal of the week?
Pizza Hut. Buy a large pizza at the menu price and receive a medium one topping free. I got an idea. You buy the large pizza and then I'll get a medium one topping pizza for free. Sounds like a very good deal.
Where do we find these coupons?
Oh, well, we've got a really great website, signalsaz.com, and it's going to be under First to Know.
First to Know, there's a tab at the top, Idealios, Local Deals, or you can go to signalsaz.com/deals-savings. All kinds of deals throughout the Quad Cities. We'll be mailing out a bulk mailer to, over 10,000 mm-hmm. homes. We've got a weekly events and deals newsletter. We got a weekly events and deals story on Signals. It's going to be on the billboards. Talking Glass Media has tied it all together.
You can never not know what's going on anymore. You have no excuses.
Because you'll be the first to know.
Do you know why evergreen oaks turn yellow in the spring?
Nope.
You know who does?
Yep.
Ken Lane, our very own mountain gardener. Do your evergreen oaks start to look a little yellow each spring? Learn why and what you should be doing to keep those oaks healthy. Tune in to Cast 11 and check out the Mountain Gardener podcast with Ken Lane.
Why don't you continue with sports since you're the sports
girl? The sports girl. End of the regular season nears for many high school teams. School's almost out. We've got a few weeks left. Your boy, Torrance T.D. Dunham, is going to recap this week's baseball games for the Prescott Badgers, the Bears, and the Chino Valley Cougars.
And you can check out Talkin' Central Arizona Sports on any of the podcast platforms that you stream your favorite shows. Just search for Talkin' Central Arizona Sports with Torrance T.D. Dunham,
the man, the myth.
Watch any movies past week or so?
I was busy. I was busy.
Busy winning stuff.
Busy winning. Took all four teams to Utah, came home with a second place, which I was happy with.
This is your cheer team.
My cheer team. Three first place, two level champs, bunch of jackets, bunch of rings.
We still haven't gotten weekend. A press release from the cheer team.
Let's do one.
Prescott Valley is home to a championship national team, yet we have yet to see a press release exclusively for our
Well, I'm afraid to jinx it. So
Isn't
we've got
TGM, your yeah, PR agency?
Those are my people. We've got 24 more days till our last comp, and then I'll be able to say, hopefully, undefeated season. It's going to be great. Excited. What's great is this is a team that struggled for the last 2 years. They've always missed it by like 0.1. 0.05 at nationals in January. So they got the big win and they killed it. They were really good.
So you're a football fan, but football I just got to ask you a chick question. are you going to be a WNBA fan now?
So why? Because I know they just signed some woman, right?
The draft was obviously last night.
Okay. Do you know that I was pretty disappointed because I saw what their rookie, their rookie salary is. It's like $600,000 or something over 4 years. It's like $70,000 for the first year.
Was that a lower echelon rookie or was that a top pick?
It seemed like a pretty top pick from what I just kind of looked over it.
So that's $150,000 a year.
Yeah, I want to see what the NFL rookie contract is.
Okay, is it about the revenue the league brings in?
And that was my thought too. Because some people are going to want to say, oh, it's female versus male, blah, blah, blah. But I do think it is that, like, would you pay, you know, how many people are paying top dollar to see?
And that's Sally. It probably doesn't include endorsements. She mm-hmm. can get on the side if she's got a good manager.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a buzzword going on right now because everyone was freaking out. She's done it's Caitlin Collins, uh-huh. who's been huge in college, just played really well in the tournament, but then got drafted last night by a professional team and everyone is in shock how this star is going to go actually get paid by the team. It's $76,000 for a number one pick in the WNBA draft, their rookie contract.
For a year?
For a year.
Yeah, for their first year.
How many? She'll get millions.
She'll get millions, of course. But yeah, that seems to be a big gap between.
She's pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
She's pretty happy about it.
And this is for like a reputable team, right? This is the WNBA,
Now we have to get Alicia up to speed. I know she's the football queen, but she has no idea how big she was in collegiate
basketball. First pick, Victor Wembanyama. Players can sign for as little as 80% or as much as 120%. $10 million?
Yeah, that's the bottom of the barrel for, I think, the top few picks of the NBA draft.
You're referring to the NBA.
Yeah, for the NBA, $10 million rookie contract.
But that is in line with the overall revenue of the league.
With a reported projected salary cap of $136 million, yikes.
Yeah. The gap is severe in sports. Let's just say that.
I don't pay to watch.
They use the word gap, as you mentioned, in a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. It's just the reality of the market, right? The WNBA hasn't been around as long as the NBA.
Yeah.
The NBA's got a really big pull revenue-wise.
Right.
I think if you give the WNBA time, it will grow like any business.
Yeah.
And then its employees will make more. But small businesses make small revenues.
It's just huge, though. That's huge. I mean, you can't pay more than what you're bringing in, right? Yeah. So you've got to...
I think people want instant equality. Mm-hmm. Is it a... I don't think it's a male... Just my personal opinion. I don't think it's a male-female thing. I just think it's a business thing that needs time.
Yeah. The conversation that's been really big around that is women's soccer, the Olympic team. Because that's something that, they were huge in the 90s, got a ton of people into soccer. Yep. That's a lot more of oranges to oranges is what men's national player makes to
men's.
Because
they do sell out stadiums.
And men's national team is trash. They've been trash for a long time. The women's have won multiple titles.
Dude.
They've always been so much better. So that's where it gets a lot more specific about why does A make me so much more than B, but it definitely is. You're talking about NBA teams are on average $5 billion now. And I can't imagine a WNBA team is,
No.
They're all owned by the same people too. That's what makes it tough.
Yeah, because for me, if you had like, I don't even know any top teams in the WNBA, but if they were playing at Fenway Toyota Center, I'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like if the Lakers came to town, I'd be like, let's go. Wait, Suns. If the Suns and the Lakers were here.
Yeah. Oh,
ooh, sorry.
Yes. Where your brain was in LA.
I forgot. Yeah. So it's, I get it, but that's huge.
Yeah. Don't look at those numbers like they're dollars and cents because it's pretty painful.
Anybody seen the switching to movie review quickly? Anybody see Three Body Problem yet?
No, I want to. It's at the top of my list.
Recommend. It's a little trippy.
Yeah.
It's good.
What is it?
Three Body Problem.
What is that? Is it on Netflix or
you? It's a spacey type movie. Netflix,
you never go to the theater, right?
Never
go to the theater.
Sticky, yuck, gross seats and floors.
Love it. The more my feet stick to the ground, the more I know this is going to be a great movie.
I got surround sound at home. I'm good. Dog slobber.
Yeah. We just finished the patio. So I'm hoping this weekend it'll be warm enough to go out and actually do like a movie out there without, you know, having to turn on the heaters. Oh, we bought a popcorn maker. So maybe this will make me not like, but I still love going to the movies. I love it.
Mm-hmm. You need to finish that off. So you got the popcorn maker. You got a big screen, right? On the patio.
70 inch on the patio.
So all you need now is your soda machine and you're done. Just stack up some boxes of M&Ms inside a glass cabinet at home.
Are you a Twizzlers guy or are you a Red Vine guy?
Ooh, I'd say Red Vine.
You should never have to even
guess.
My
wife is a huge black licorice person. Huge.
That's a serial killer tendency.
She'll eat boxes and boxes and boxes of it.
What are you? Are you Red Vine or Twizzler?
I have never felt really compelled to either one. They're fine.
If you had to take one.
I think if I had...
What is your movie candy of choice?
Skittles.
Skittles.
Or...
Skittles is pretty darn good.
Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm. When my daughter was just a baby, she could talk, but she had the real cute baby voice. I'd give her Skittles. She'd go, "Taste the rainbow, Dad."
I like popcorn at the movie, but I'm a Red Vine girl. Like Frank loves Twizzlers, I always tell them they're sold out.
I'm a big proponent of the M&Ms in movie popcorn.
Dump them in.
That's the best. Yeah, that's
so you get that little chocolate drizzle in there a little bit. Yeah. Well, they melt in your mouth, not in your hand, but do they melt in the popcorn?
No.
They just get warm a little bit?
Probably tastes good and melted in the popcorn.
Yeah.
I have to try that.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
they're heavier than popcorn, so they're technically going to go all the way to the bottom.
Real pros will keep them separate and just do it all in hand. You know, popcorn, bag of M&Ms.
You got to remember what type of movies I watch. Like Fast and the Furious, I've got to be engaged at all times. Space because cars. If I miss something, I'm going to be lost. The plot will be ruined on me. So
here's the crazy part. Even if you pay attention, the plot's still ruined. So
lob you a softball. There you go.
I think that's all we got. Again, Prescott Valley Town Center, Scandalous Hands happening May 17th.
It's going to be warm.
And what's the next big thing coming up at Finley Toyota Center?
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Not this Wednesday, next Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
You think they got any more tickets available at Finley Toyota Center?
I bet you they do. Probably let's see. Because you know what?
How can that not be sold out?
Because we are procrastinators in our town. But I know that they always say, them right at the end. It's like, I didn't know ZZ Top was coming. You know why? Because they didn't check First to Know.
But that's right.
Wednesday, April 24th. Get your tickets. Let's see what they got.
Sweet. There's some tickets available.
There's some tickets.
Oh my gosh, I'm supposed to leave town that night. Oh no, because we had to change things up. I'm going to have to figure that one out.
Shoot. You got to go. Dude, you can get floor seats for $85.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Big town would be a lot more.
ZZ Top's going to be cool. I'm excited.
All right, so ZZ Top next Wednesday. We'll see ya. Watch out for those roundabouts.
See ya.